Ukraine's capitulation and NATO's pullback from Eastern and Central Europe.
Charles Means reporting. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the KU School of Music, presenting a collection of concerts featuring jazz, orchestral, and other music throughout their current season. More information and full concert schedule available at music.ku.edu. Beginning this afternoon with music by Georges Bizet and the Adagietto from his Suite L'Arlesienne and the Girl from Arles. Herbert von Karajan and the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra helping to get things started. And I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be with you. As always, classical music continues as we enter the afternoon. We've got chamber music from Johann Christian Bach in the form of a quintet for winds and strings. And a little bit later, the Hungarian State Orchestra and a suite on Russian themes by composer Max Bruch, all a part of this noon hour. Thanks for joining us today on Kansas Public Radio. We're joined next by violinist Joshua Bell. So you know that we've got a wonderful violin work ahead of us, and it's by French composer Camille Saint-Saëns, something he wrote in 1863, originally, as intended to be, the finale of his first violin concerto, but decided the work was just too good and published it as a standalone piece. Written, of course, in its time for the Spanish violinist Pablo de Sarasate. They call this Introduction and Rondo Capriccioso, lively music for violin, here with Joshua Bell and the Singapore Symphony on Kansas Public Radio. Nunez's Introduction and Rondo Capriccioso for violin and orchestra, music written in 1863 by Camille Saint-Saëns, originally intending that to be the finale to his first violin concerto, but offered later as a standalone piece, played today by Joshua Bell with the Singapore Symphony Orchestra. It is about 12:22. Still to come, the Hungarian State Orchestra. In about 15 minutes from now, they'll bring us a suite on Russian themes by Max Bruch. Right now on the KU campus, 64 degrees. It's going to get as warm as about 70 today under sunny skies. Tonight, clear, a low of about 38. It should be sunny tomorrow, a high of 68 for Thursday. We have a chance of showers for Thursday evening, with the low around 48, and then it looks like showers will be likely on Friday. Trevor Pinnock here to lead the members of the English concert next in some chamber music by the youngest boy of the Bach family, Johann Christian Bach, and a quintet for winds and strings, next on Kansas Public Radio. Quintet for Winds and Strings in D Major by Johann Christian Bach, performed by members of the English Concert, today on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up on now 12:37, with NPR News awaiting us at the top of the hour, and classical music continues until 3 this afternoon. We're glad you could be with us on a Wednesday afternoon on KPR. Whether your passion is for unbiased, in-depth news or beautiful music or fascinating conversations, you can always feed that passion right here with KPR. Show your passion for KPR and the programs that feed your mind and the news that matters. Give now at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks for your support of KPR. Hungarian State Orchestra. They've got our next performance. It's music by German composer Max Bruch, who was adept at creating great orchestral suites with, so to speak, borrowed themes, as was the case in his Scottish Fantasy, as well as the case in the following suite, composed in 1905, based on Russian Volga Boatman songs. They call this the Suite on Russian Themes, with Manfred Honeck leading the Hungarian State Orchestra. on KPR. A suite from Max Bruch on Russian themes, composed in 1905. Performed by the Hungarian State Orchestra, with conductor Manfred Honeck on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 1 p.m., and just around the corner is news from NPR. Classical music in the next hour brings us the Beaux-Arts Trio with a French piano trio, the work of Ernest Chausson. Music of Shostakovich and Johann Strauss Jr., also a part of things. Thanks for being with us, and hope you can stick around on KPR. Just a quick note that if keeping your old car running is starting to feel like you're setting money on fire, the KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help extinguish that flame. Donate your vehicle online, kansaspublicradio.org, to help support Kansas Public Radio. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Few lines between politics and business in the region, and that helped Kushner broker an agreement.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Arm, committed to delivering innovative advanced computing designed to enable worldwide companies to unleash the capabilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on Arm. Arm.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Starting this hour with the Slovak State Philharmonic Orchestra, led by Alfred Walter in the overture to the operetta Die Fledermaus, or The Bat, music of Johann Strauss Jr., here on Kansas Public Radio. I played that piece specifically because of an item that I saw coming up on the calendar for this Friday, the 24th, the 28th annual Silence in the Cathedral concert, with silent films being shown with live musical accompaniment at Grace Episcopal Cathedral in Topeka this Friday, October 24th, a free public event. And the silent film on display this time is called The Bat. It's from 1926, sort of a colorful American silent movie comedy about a jewel thief who commits his crimes dressed as a bat, sort of the anti-Batman before Batman was a thing. They'll be showing that 1926 silent film along with short subjects like The Pumpkin Race, Alice's Spooky Adventures, and The Merry Widower. Again, it's this Friday, 7 p.m., October 24th at Grace Episcopal Cathedral in Topeka. And you can find out all about this event and how to attend at tscpl.org/events. As for this hour of music, coming up, the Royal Scottish Orchestra is going to favor us later with a suite of lively dances by Dmitri Shostakovich. Right now, the Beaux-Arts Trio has French chamber music, the work of composer Ernest Chausson, who was a musical prodigy and had obtained a place at the Paris Conservatory by age 16 in 1879, but quickly departed from that institution to pursue music on his own, and one of his earliest chamber music pieces was the following Opus 3, his piano trio in G minor, but on for us next by the Beaux-Arts Trio on Kansas Public Radio. The Beaux-Arts Trio and piano trio in G minor, Opus 3, by French composer Ernest Chausson, on Kansas Public Radio, where it's now 1:45, 15 minutes until NPR News at the top of the hour. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lawrence Jewish Community Congregation, hosting the 62nd Annual Blintz Brunch and Bake Sale on Sunday, November 2nd at 917 Highland Drive in Lawrence. Details available at blintzbrunch.org. And the Lead Center, welcoming the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, with Wynton Marsalis performing the world premiere of a work honoring 15 KU icons. Thursday, November 6, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lee.ku.edu. We'll have another hour of classical music until 3 p.m. For this hour, the Royal Scottish Orchestra and conductor Naimé Järvi will take us up to news time with a suite of lively dances from Shostakovich Ballet Suite No. 4 on KPR. Ballet Suite No. 4 from Dmitri Shostakovich, as played by the Royal Scottish Orchestra, led by Naimé Järvi, on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2 p.m. now. Stay tuned for NPR News. Leonard Bernstein's Candide Overture opens the next hour of music, and we'll have as well Haydn's Oxford Symphony. That and much more still to come. Thanks for joining us for the classics on a Wednesday afternoon.
And I'll see you there.
Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from the Hall Center, presenting Haunting Humanities on Wednesday, October 29th at 5:30 p.m. at Abe and Jake's Landing in Lawrence, open to the public. Details at hallcenter.ku.edu.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, home of the Name Your Price tool, so drivers can see coverage options at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Beginning with the New York Philharmonic, conducted by Leonard Bernstein and music of his own devising, the great Candide Overture on Kansas Public Radio. It's your place for NPR News, as well as the classics. I'm Jeff Watson, here with the latter to share until 3 p.m. Coming up, we've got Edvard Grieg's lyric pieces, performed on recorder and guitar. The Berlin Philharmonic as well. From Franz Joseph Haydn, we'll enjoy the Oxford Symphony. That's all just ahead on a Wednesday afternoon. Pierre Boulez leads the Chicago Symphony, and with them violinist Gil Shaham. And our next offering by Béla Bartók, we've got Rhapsody for a Violin and Orchestra No. 1 next on Kansas Public Radio. Béla Bartók's Rhapsody for Violin and Orchestra No. 1, played by violinist Gil Shaham, and the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Pierre Boulez, on Kansas Public Radio. It is 2:20. Still to come, the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. They'll join us in about 10 minutes' time with the 92nd Symphony by Franz Joseph Haydn, more simply known as the Oxford Symphony. Still to come on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. On the KU campus at the moment, 71 degrees. And for our updated forecast, sunny skies the rest of the afternoon, clear skies this evening. There is a frost advisory that is in effect until Thursday morning, and those are for a few portions of the KPR listening area, generally those areas north of Topeka. Because tonight it's actually going to get a bit chilly. Here around Lawrence, it'll have a low around 38 degrees. And tomorrow, sunny with a high of 67. We'll enjoy music by Edvard Grieg next, and open up the big volume of his lyric pieces. Originally for piano, we've got 5 of his lyric pieces here, in an arrangement for recorder and guitar performance, with Mikala Petri and guitarist Lars Hannibal, next on Kansas Public Radio. Mikala Petri playing recorder and Lars Hannibal guitar with 5 lyric pieces composed by Edvard Grieg from his collection of lyric pieces for piano here on Kansas Public Radio. It is 2:32, And at 3 p.m., time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on tonight, of course, classical music continues with Destiny. That's from 7 to 9 tonight, with a sweet night of music planned tonight. The Sweet Bird Aria by Handel. Love's Joy by Fritz Kreisler. Music of Mozart and Beethoven, plus a fun capriccio for piano and orchestra. All a part of this evening's classical music from 7 to 9. Not only that, but KPR's annual live day, that's just around the corner. It'll be on Friday. That's when we'll feature live classical music throughout the day from both our performance studio and the Lawrence Public Library. This year's performers include the KU Glee and Oread Singers, K-State String Teachers in Concert, the Lyric Arts Trio, and more. It's all day, Friday, live day, coming up on Kansas Public Radio. Tonight in northeast and east central Kansas, sky's clear and chilly, a low of 38 degrees. Tomorrow sunny, a high of 67, and a 30% chance of showers Thursday night. Showers look like they'll be likely on Friday. The Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra and conductor Simon Rattle are ready with our next and final performance, one of the symphonies by Franz Joseph Haydn. This one is one of his London symphonies, which is said to have been first performed in 1791, on an occasion when Haydn was awarded with an honorary doctorate of music from Oxford University. It turns out that particular performance featured a completely different symphony by Haydn, but for whatever reason, Symphony No. 92 is the one known as the Oxford Symphony. And we'll hear it next on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends Franz Joseph Haydn's Oxford Symphony from 1791, his 92nd, in the key of G major, played today by the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, led by Simon Rattle, on Kansas Public Radio, where it's now about 1 minute before 3 p.m., and up next is All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on tonight, of course, catch more classical music. Destiny has classical music tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. As for me, I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me for Classics in the Afternoon, of course. Always a pleasure to be here, and we'll visit again at noon tomorrow. More wonderful music. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from the Dole Institute. Visiting fellow Jerry Seib moderates the midterm election 1 year out, featuring Amy Walter, editor of the Cook Political Report, on October 30th, 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.